35 U.S.C. 103. 35 U.S.C. 103 is based on the obviousness of the subject matter. In order to determine obviousness, the examiner will, 1. Determine the scope and contents of the prior art, 2. Ascertain the differences between the prior art and the claims in issue, 3. Resolve the level of ordinary skill in the pertinent art, and 4. Evaluate evidence of secondary considerations. Overcoming a rejection based on 35 U.S.C. 103A may be accomplished by 1. Persuasively arguing the claims are patentably distinguishable from the prior art, 2. Amending the claims to patentably distinguish them over the prior art, 3. Filing an affidavit or declaration under 37 CFR 1.131, and 4. Filing an affidavit or declaration showing that the reference invention is not by another. Perfecting a claim to priority. Perfecting priority by amending the specification of the application to contain a specific reference to a prior application is done by 1. In order to establish a prima facie case of obviousness, it is not necessary that there be a suggestion or expectation from the prior art that the claimed invention will have the same or similar utility as one newly discovered by the applicant. 2. The rationale for providing obviousness may be found in a specific reference from common knowledge in the art, scientific principles, art-recognized equivalents or legal precedent. And 3. In considering the disclosure of a reference, it is proper to take into account not only specific teachings of the reference, but also the inferences which one skilled in the art would reasonably be expected to draw therefrom. Combining equivalents known for the same purpose. It is prima facie obvious to combine two compositions, each of which is taught by the prior art to be useful for the same purpose, in order to form a third composition to be used for the very same purpose. To make out a case of obviousness, one must, 1. Determine the scope and contents of the prior art, 2. Ascertain the differences between the prior art and the claims in issue, 3. Determine the level of skill in the pertinent art, and 4. Evaluate any evidence of secondary considerations. Arguing economic infeasibility. The fact that a combination would not be made by businessmen for economic reasons does not mean that a person of ordinary skill in the art would not make the combination because of some technological incompatibility. Request for continued examination. Actions in which the prosecution will be considered closed and a request for continued examination may be proper include 1. An office action, that is a final action, 2. When a notice of allowance has issued, and 3. An office action under ex parte quail when an application is under appeal. The filing for a request for continued examination, an RCE, including the submission after the filing of a notice of appeal to the board but prior to a decision on an appeal, is considered a request to withdraw the appeal and reopens the prosecution of the application. The submission may be an amendment to the written description. In those instances in which an applicant seeks to add new matter to the disclosure of an application, the procedure set forth in 37 CFR 1.114 is not available, and the applicant must file a continuation in part application under 37 CFR 1.53B containing such new matter. Petition to make special. The following categories do not require a fee for a petition to make special. 1. Illness health of an applicant. 2. Age of an applicant. 3. Environmental contributions. And 4. Enhancement of energy resources. The following categories require the payment of a special fee. 1. Prospective manufacturer. 2. Infringement. 3, safer DNA. 4, HIV, AIDS, and cancer. 5, superconductivity. 6, countering terrorism. 7, biotech applications filed by small entities. And 8, all other instances where a petition to make special is filed. Extension of due dates. When extending due dates, the automatic extension cannot be greater than 5 months, and total statutory time limit for all responses to official actions can be extended more than 6 months. Cannot be extended more than 6 months, pardon me. Due dates cannot be extended for the following: IDSs, any due date set by statute as the 6-month absolute deadline, payment of issue fee, although it can be paid late, deadline for responding to a notice of omitted items, and finally, the 2-month deadline to obtain a refund for a fee paid as a large entity. Unavoidable delay. To prove unavoidable delay, the following evidence is required. 1. The listing of procedures in place that should have avoided the error resulting and the delay, the training and experience of the people responsible for the error. 2. Copies of applicable docketing records to show that the error was the cause of the delay. And 3. Proper notification of a change in correspondence address must be shown to prove unavoidable delay. Unintentional delay. The applicant must attempt to prove that his or her delay was unintentional. To do this, he or she will have to submit a petition that includes 1. Evidence showing that the delay was unintentional. 2. The required reply. 3. The required fee. And 4. Any terminal disclaimer that is deemed necessary. Petitions. Petitions must be filed within 2 months from the action complained of, and the mere filing of a petition will not stay the period for replying to an examiner's action, which may be running against an applicant or application, nor act as a stay of other proceedings. Amendments. Amendments must be signed by 1. The attorney or agent of record, 2. The registered attorney or agent acting under 37 CFR 1.34A, 3. The assignee of record of an entire interest or all the assignees of partial assignments, if partial assignments are granted, and finally 4. All of the applicants. No new matter includes matter wholly unsupported by the original disclosure, 2. Adding specific percentages or compounds when the original disclosure was broader, and 3. The omission of a step from a method. Swearing back. Swearing back can be used for 1. A rejection under 35 U.S.C. 102A based on a journal article that describes the inventions claimed. 2. A rejection under 35 U.S.C. 102E based on a patent that discloses but does not claim the same patentable invention. 3. A reference with a patent issue date less than 1 year prior to the applicant's effective filing date, showing but not claiming the same patentable invention. And finally, 4. The date of foreign patent or publication is less than 1 year prior to applicant's effective filing date. The date to overcome is the effective U.S. filing date, not the foreign priority date. Printed publications are effective as of the publication date, not the date of receipt by the publisher. The lapse of time between the completion or reduction to practice of an invention and the filing of an application thereon is not relevant to an affidavit or declaration under 37 CFR 1.31. After conception has clearly been established, diligence must be considered prior to the establishment of the effective date.